ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Our first guest today is one of those athletes, I'm going to say, who makes you think, could this person have any more strings to their bow?
Yes.
Kate Darby made her debut in the AFL Women's League for Carlton. She's a member of the OG AFLW club, having played in that inaugural 2017 season. She then joined Geelong in 2019 and became a rock in that side's makeup, a wise and very cool head. She was delisted in 2021 at the Cats, but then returned and only recently retired just a couple of weeks ago with a match tally of 59. And then in the past week, Limo, Kate Darby became the Jim Steins Community Leadership Award winner, an honour that is bestowed on a male and female AFL player every season to acknowledge philanthropic efforts. Here's a snapshot of Kate's recognition at the presentation.
To me, Kate, it's been amazing because she's encouraged me to do stuff that I found tricky and she's given me courage to go and do that stuff. Recently at Swimming Nationals, I was swimming a race that I've never swum before. And she said all the emotions that I was feeling was normal, and that really helped.
That was the voice of Emily Cook. And Kate Darby, as we welcome you to Summer Grandstand and say hearty congratulations, could you tell us about Emily Cook and the work that you do and what this honour of winning the Jim Steins Community Leadership Award means to you?
Yeah. Hey, guys. How you going? Thanks so much for having us on. Look, Em's a young girl that's going through some pretty rough stuff at the moment through brain cancer. So her and her family are with an organisation called Peace of Mind. And they obviously support the patients themselves, but they have a lot of support for the families too, who are going through this whole rollercoaster of a ride together. And lucky enough, through the football club, I was able to meet Em at one of their days that they held in Geelong, and the organisation asked us if I could jump on as an ambassador, and I was like, of course, I'll do anything I can to help out the incredible work that they do. So yeah, since then we've just been, we've become quite good friends with Emily and her family. My daughter Ella and Emily are besties, despite I think there's probably a 7-year age gap, but they're very sweet together. And yeah, I do so minimal, but little bits that I can do to sort of raise awareness for the incredible stuff that they do is a bonus, and I'm just lucky to be able to meet some incredible people like that.
And I'm sure you've met a lot of people through your journey, Kate, but you've got a special connection with Emily. What is it about Emily that has helped or encouraged you to foster this connection?
Yeah, you're right. We get to meet so many different people in the community, and we're so lucky with all the connections that we get. But it's not often that you meet someone that has just got so much on her young plate, but still is just so happy to get out there and try new things. And she's fun, and she's beautiful to my daughter. We've spent many a time colouring and painting nails and doing all the things, and you just every now and then I just sort of forget what she's going through, because she's just a kid that's hanging out with my kid, and then I have to sort of every now and then my daughter's asked a few times, well, why is Em in a wheelchair today, or how come Em's not doing this, or little things, and it's like, yeah, well, actually she's really not well at the moment, unfortunately, but so she just inspires me in the way that she goes about things. And especially, being a mum myself, and I know you've got a little one too, Sam, it's just sometimes thinking about Alison, her mum, and the way that she has to just sort of deal with things that you wouldn't want to. And then she also is raising three kids and a really busy life too.
Gosh, yeah. Tell us, Kate, about the work that you are doing and the prize that you won. And I'm rapt to say that the prize is actually $40,000 that you get to choose, to give wherever you want to. We'll get to that in a minute. But it's for your work building connection in the Geelong community across your career. So tell us about the programs like Cats Wishes, BioCats, Healthy Heroes.
Yeah, there's so, the Cats do such an incredible job. We're probably quite lucky down here having such that close connection with the community, because we're the only club here, so we can foster some really close connections. So yeah, as you say, I was heavily involved in Healthy Heroes, which is a program all about getting primary school age children to eat better and be more active. And so we were getting out to schools all the time. We'd hit thousands and thousands of students every year with some really easy, simple messaging. BioCats is a program that is run at the club, which I actually used to work for the organization that that runs it. And that's all about learning science and maths through football, and heaps of fun. And, you know, to get grade fives and sixes really excited about science and maths is really positive, that they can see that it's, you know, it can be used for some really cool things. We do ward walks all the time through the hospital to go and meet some families and kids and just sort of get out and get involved. There's always clinics. And then there's an organisation that I've been involved with more recently that's down in Torquay where I live, and it's called Ocean Minds. And it's all about getting disadvantaged youth, or youth that are just sort of having trouble connecting by themselves in the community, and they get them out and they do like 6-week programs, and they've got mentors, and they take them out for surf sessions, or take them out to do, if they're not comfortable in the water, they do some beach sessions. And it's just a way that they've sort of created a community for these kids who probably didn't feel like they had one. And they've been doing some incredible stuff as well. So Ocean Minds is another one that I'm an ambassador for. And I just consider myself so lucky to have been in a position where I can find these people that are doing such incredible work.
And now that you're going to be retired as a player, are you able to put even more time into this? Is this where you can channel all your energies, or are you going to need to do other things in your life as well?
Yeah, so I will need to get a job.
Yeah, I was going to say, Gal's got to pay the bills.
Yeah. Gal's got to pay this 4-year-old that's eating us out of house and home at the moment. I'm literally, yeah, right in the midst of trying to figure out what life looks like after football. But I've already spoken to both people from both organisations, and whatever that looks like moving forward, you know, depending on what work looks like, I will have a connection. And, you know, with both of them, it's not like you have to be doing things all the time. But when they've got fundraisers, or if they've got events that they, you know, I can go and speak at, or if they've got I know that the Ocean Mind have a summer solstice surf day or something that's like, you know, 12 hours of surfing, and they've got events and they've got music. So it's like things like that, like, you know, whenever I have the opportunity to get down and raise awareness about it, or post about it, or just get people around and get around them, and, you know, get down and do what I can, which, you know, it's minimal, but just sticking around the organisations and helping out is a lot of fun, and, you know, get to sort of do my little bit.
Yep.
We are talking to Geelong AFLW player and Jim Stein's Community Leadership Award winner, Kate Darby. Kate, did you see the grand final last night? What were your thoughts?
I saw probably the first half. It was hectic. It was definitely a grand final. I feel like the heat was another pressure factor was very high, as you would expect, and it probably just got to the point, I think, that Brisbane really challenged them early and probably just didn't make the most of the scoreboard, and then they started to get a little bit fumbly when the Kangas got a couple of scores. Brisbane's looked like they got a little bit worried, and then the Roos were just sort of running away with it in the end. So I think it was probably expected that was going to happen, but yeah, I mean, at least it was, you know, there was a decent crowd there, and the footy's getting better and better, which is exciting for us all to watch in the future.
As a footy lover, Kate, as well as someone who has been excellent at playing the game, do you think it is healthy for the comp that North is so far and away dominant?
Look, you could probably look at it two ways. I was hoping that Brisbane would win last night, I'm not going to lie. But it's also, I mean, it's showing the competition where the standard has to be now. I think the standard of the game's really picked up this year in particular areas, like I'd say contested marking, and even like efficiency with players just being able to switch the footy really quick, hit a short 45 and then attack from there, rather than just going long and, you know, making it a bit scrappy footy. So it's going to be really good for viewers. And yeah, I think obviously you want a competition where you're not, you know, you don't know who's going to win each game. So it would be good to have it even out. But I mean, yeah, they're just showing the competition that this is where you have to be at the moment if you want to challenge. And they're beatable, but you just need to be able to play a really good brand of footy for four whole quarters because they don't go away.
And how did you take Emma Carney's comments that, you know, come and join us, like lift your standards? Did you sort of see that as provocative? Because if it were that simple, everyone would be doing it.
Yeah. It's not as if no one's been trying to do all right. I mean, we're like, we probably not this year, we didn't challenge them as much, but it's in their, I mean, they're calling it a winning streak, but in that we drew with them. So that one to me is not a win. But anyway, I think there are clubs out there that have the talent to beat them. I think a lot of it is now just being able to make sure that you can maintain that for four quarters. And at the end of the day, as much as I wish that they couldn't say that, there's not much we can rebut after, what is it, 27 unbeaten games. So we'll let them have it, and then I can't wait for the day that we can get on top of them.
Knock them off.
Yeah.
I can hear that in your voice.
Wonder why I only watched half last night.
Yeah, couldn't take it.
Going to have to wait for another season, unfortunately. Kate Darby, congratulations again on receiving the Jim Steins Community Leadership Award.
Yeah, well done.
Congratulations on your career, and it sounds like you're going to continue doing magnificent things in your community in the coming years. And thanks for joining us on Summer Grandstand.
Thanks so much for having us, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Kate. You too.